Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm. May I please speak with Dixie Jones?
This is she.
I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. But first of all, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislator, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
I'm certain to vote.
Almost certain, okay. And can you please tell me in what year were you born, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
1952.
Thank you. And what is your race or ethnicity?
I'm sorry?
What is your race or ethnicity?
Oh, I'm Caucasian.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
And thinking about the election in November, if the election for a state senate were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
The Republican.
And I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling, and 100, a very warm and favorable feeling. A 50 is neutral. But you can use any number from 0 to 100, and the higher the number, the warmer your feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, just let me know, okay? And we'll go on to the next one. The first one, Joe Biden. From 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
0.
0. The next one, Ted Cruz. Do you recognize the name, Ted Cruz?
Yep, I recognize the name.
From 0 to 100?
40%.
40. Morgan Lamantia. Do you recognize the name? Morgan Lamantia?
No.
Okay. Greg Abbott from 0 to 100. Do you recognize the name? Greg Abbott?
Uh-huh. 100.
100. Adam Hinojosa from 0 to 100.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of? Okay. And the last one, Donald Trump. How would you rate him?
100.
Thank you. And would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor? Is that strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
I strongly approve what he's doing.
And would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Morgan Lamantia is doing as state senator? Strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
I don't know him.
Okay. And now, thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Colin Aldred and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom will you vote?
Ted Cruz.
And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Roland Gutierrez and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote?
Ted Cruz.
And if the election for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. and Republican Myra Flores, for whom would you vote?
Myra Flores.
And if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Morgan Lamantia or Republican Adam Hinojosa?
The Republican.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're 75%. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to read you some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas state legislator. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. A high priority, medium, a low, or not a priority at all for the governor and Texas state legislator. Just 5 issues. The first one, supporting public schools and fighting against private school vouchers. That will be a high priority, medium, low priority, or not a priority at all?
High priority.
Ensuring access to affordable quality healthcare. High, medium, low priority, or not a priority? at all?
Hi.
Okay. The last three, reforming border policy.
I don't see that that's a priority.
Okay. Medium or low priority? Or not a priority at all?
Medium.
Medium. And the last two, supporting South Texas small businesses.
I think that should be high.
Okay. And the last one, supporting reproductive healthcare choices for women.
That should be high.
Thank you. And thinking again about the election this November, I'm going to review some descriptions of a candidate for a state legislator. After which, please just tell me if you will be more likely to vote for this kind of candidate or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. The first one is a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban. Is that much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for that candidate?
Less likely.
Much less or just somewhat less?
Much less.
Okay. The last four, a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border.
That's a high priority.
But will you be much more likely to vote for that candidate or somewhat more likely?
Yes. Yes. Much more.
Much
likely.
More. Much more. And the last three, a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies. More likely or less likely to vote for that candidate?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
The last two, a candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community.
Less likely.
Much or somewhat less?
Somewhat less.
And a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies.
I would not vote for him at all.
Okay. Much less likely to support that candidate or somewhat less?
Somewhat less.
Just somewhat less. And the last few questions. Do you use WhatsApp? The application WhatsApp?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And are you a part of any WhatsApp group or do you only use WhatsApp for direct messages?
Just direct messages.
And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
I'm a Democrat, but I'm not stupid.
And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong at all.
And thinking in political terms, will you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm conservative.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Let's see. I went to 2 years of college.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Dixie, D-I-X-I-E.
Okay. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in this research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Okay.
Your opinion is very important. Thank you. Bye.